Topic 8. The Essence of Good Design. The world is full of gurus and pundits, all eager to pass on their hard-earned wisdom when it comes to how to design software. There are acronyms, lists, which seem to favor 5 entries, patterns, diagrams, videos, talks, and, the internet being the internet, probably a cool series on the Law of Demeter explained using interpretive dance. And we, your gentle authors, are guilty of this too. But we'd like to make amends by explaining something that only became apparent to us fairly recently. First, the general statement. Tip 14. Good design is easier to change than bad design. A thing is well designed if it adapts to the people who use it. For code, that means it must adapt by changing. So we believe in the ETC principle. Easier to change. ETC. That's it. As far as we can tell, every design principle out there is a special case of ETC. Why is decoupling good? Because by isolating concerns, we make each easier to change. ETC. Why is the single responsibility principle useful? Because a change in requirements is mirrored by a change in just one module. ETC. Why is naming important? Because good names make code easier to read, and you have to read it to change it. ETC. ETC is a value, not a rule. Values are things that help you make decisions. Should I do this or that? When it comes to thinking about software, ETC is a guide, helping you choose between paths. Just like all your other values, it should be floating just behind your conscious thought, subtly nudging you in the right direction. But how do you make that happen? Our experience is that it requires some initial conscious reinforcement. You may need to spend a week or so deliberately asking yourself, did the thing I just did make the overall system easier or harder to change? Do it when you save a file. Do it when you write a test. Do it when you fix a bug. There's an implicit premise in ETC. It assumes that a person can tell which of many paths will be easier to change in the future. Much of the time, common sense will be correct, and you can make an educated guess. Sometimes, though, you won't have a clue. That's okay. In those cases, we think you can do 2 things. First, given that you're not sure what form change will take, you can always fall back on the ultimate easy-to-change path. Try to make what you write replaceable. That way, whatever happens in the future, this chunk of code won't be a roadblock. It seems extreme, but actually, it's what you should be doing all the time anyway. It's really just thinking about keeping code decoupled and cohesive. Second, treat this as a way to develop instincts. Note the situation in your engineering daybook, the choices you have, and some guesses about change. Leave a tag in the source. Then, later, when this code has to change, you'll be able to look back and give yourself feedback. It might help the next time you reach a similar fork in the road. The rest of the sections in this chapter have specific ideas on design, but all are motivated by this one principle. Here's a few challenges. Think about a design principle you use regularly. Is it intended to make things easy to change? Also think about languages and programming paradigms. OO, FP, reactive, and so on. Do any have either big positives or big negatives when it comes to helping you write ETC code? Do any have both? When coding, what can you do to eliminate the negatives and accentuate the positives? Dave, Andy, what do you guys do?
I think it depends a lot on how confident you are in whether you think this material is volatile, whether it will change, or whether it won't. There's some easy low-hanging fruit. For instance, if you've got login credentials or database authorizations, that sort of thing, you know that's volatile and you shouldn't put it in the code base at all. So that's an easy candidate to factor out into an environment variable, a config file, something like that, where you're making it easier to change because you're getting it out of the code. And the same can be said for business logic, or the names of things that are out there in the real world have something to do with the business or with marketing. And these might be very volatile. They're likely to change. So that's kind of an easy choice. But where it gets tricky is when you're not as confident, when you're not sure how real is this, or how likely is this to change? And if it is likely to change, where can I put it to make it the easiest to get at to change? And to understand that and to get good at that, you needed to develop your instincts a bit.
Right, because if you don't, then you have this problem that you're going to make everything easy to change and you never actually end up writing any real code. Yeah, it's a really tough question. I mean, how do you develop instincts? And I think the only real answer to that is to do it lots of times and make lots of mistakes. The real trick, I think, is that as you're coding along, when you make decisions, document those decisions somehow. Write them in your day book or make a note in the code to say, I chose not to make this easy to change because. And then if 6 months from now that turns out to be a mistake, then you'll be able to look back at your reasoning and say, okay, I didn't think that one through. And from that, you'll develop a new reflex when it comes to thinking about the code in future.
Many editors have support, either built-in or via extensions, to run commands when you save a file. Get your editor to pop up an ETC question mark every time you save, or maybe every 10th time, and use it as a cue to think about the code you just wrote. Is it easy to change?